Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Social justice has meant many things over time, and while definitions may vary, common concepts include equal rights, equal opportunity, and equal treatment. On August 20th, the Delaware Historical Society hosts a social justice dialogue with Dr. Eddie S. Claude Jr., one of the country's most prominent scholars and authors, that aims to challenge attendees to think critically about social issues and the present and future of American democracy. In this edition of History Matters, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon is joined by Delaware Historical Society Executive Director Ivan Henderson and Reverend Ronald Whitaker of the historic Mother African Union Church to learn more about the social justice dialogue.
All right, Ivan, the August quarterly social justice dialogue is coming up. I've been told that this is a very popular event and that you're already getting a lot of registrations from around Delaware. So what can you tell us about this social justice dialogue? You know, some of the context or history behind it and why it's being held.
First of all, thanks for the question and for an opportunity to talk about it. Delaware Historical Society, through its Mitchell Center for African American Heritage, is partnered with Mother African Church, as well as Wilmington Public Library, to present a public forum, public dialogue, during the week of the historic August Quarterly Festival. The festival, of course, you know, was started by the founders of Mother African Church and Peter Spencer in 1814, a year after the church's incorporation. And I've learned from Reverend Whitaker and others that, you know, it was considered the Black State of the Union. Beyond a religious gathering, it was a place to build community, to renew connections during a time when it was illegal for African Americans to gather without this sort of mandate and without the you know, incorporation of a religious community to back up this festival. So it was a way to do things when folks couldn't do things, a way to exchange information, exchange ideas that would advance their common plight. So having this public dialogue and you know, our entry into the conversation is as a partner and to amplify something that's already going on. It's a chance to expand the platform, expand the audience, and also, you know, renew the commitment to having a part of the week that discusses Black political ideology, social justice issues, and futuristic thoughts for the advancement of African-American communities, those who made places when they couldn't, and those who make places using legal means and new technology these days. And so we wanted a chance to amplify that message by Mother African Church.
Well, this dialogue will at least be led in part by Dr. Eddie S. Claude Jr., who is one of the country's most prominent scholars and authors, which, and I noted this off air, but as someone who's very familiar with his work, that's very exciting. But for those that don't know, can you give us some insight into Claude and his background?
I'll actually defer to Reverend Whitaker on much of it. However, I will say that having an opportunity to work with Dr. Claude and bring someone who's nationally and internationally known, but also a friend to the region, to Delaware, again, is building a bridge between communities, but also bringing a very familiar and trusted voice into the discourse. Dr. Claude, in his writing and in his work, comfortably, and I think adeptly, straddles the line between the practices of faith communities, as well as sort of Black structured organizations and African-American social realities. He sort of moves comfortably in between those spaces. And again, so not a person who will come here to preach to us, but a person who understands the context of gatherings that are engineered by faith communities and faith leaders, and the messages that you can spread and the thoughts that you can impart at such gatherings. And so he's a master at that in other places, and we're happy to amplify it in downtown Wilmington. But I'll defer to Reverend Whitaker for a little bit more on Dr. Claude.
Yeah, well, thank you, my dear friend, Ivan and Cal. We share your sentiments just in terms of just the presence of Dr. Eddie S. Claude. He's not just an academic, and I say that as someone who's also in academia as a tenure track professor, where his work just does not sit beyond the ivory towers. He makes it extremely practical, but at the same time, he's pushing us to think about issues that we're currently grappling with but from a historical context. So, you know, Dr. Glaude, being a distinguished professor at an institution such as Princeton University, being a political commentator on MSNBC, but most importantly, as it relates to the gathering on the 20th, being a public intellectual that is really causing us to think and to think critically, to think courageously, but also to have a historical lens with the ways that we are framing contemporary problems of practice. So for this conversation, we are super excited as we're going to intersect some of his previous writings, such as The Black Church is Dead, which he penned in 2010, which is still very popular within faith spaces, but we're going to intersect that with some of his most recent writings and really just have a great dialogue about, you know, where we are and where we are trying to go as a community.
Well, Reverend, we'll stick with you here. And you touched on some of what I'm about to ask, but Glaude's talk will be followed by an audience Q&A, a question and answer session with you. So between the Q&A and Glaude's talk, is there anything specifically you're hoping comes out of it in terms of a goal, for lack of a better word? You know, in other words, what are you hoping the audience comes away with or takes away from this social justice dialogue?
That's a super important question. I want the audience to really leave this discourse understanding that leadership is not just trite rhetoric, and leadership is just not something we throw out without it being grounded substantively. And really, this is what this conversation is all about. What does contemporary leadership look like in reviving not only the Black church, but our communities? Now, why do I make that connection, particularly within urban spaces and spaces that are filled with individuals of African descent? We cannot leave out the critical importance of the Black church. Out of the Black church, so many of our primary institutions were birthed. And we're seeing the need for the Black church and also other institutions to really grapple with leadership, and leadership that is grounded substantively, leadership that has a connection to history, but also has contemporary ways and culturally relevant ways for it to be operationalized in the present. So, you know, once again, we want the audience to lead that conversation with the courage and the convictions and just a commitment to really build on the leadership legacies of some of our great ancestors.
Well, there's a lot of history here. You're covering all sides, and I think the importance is clear. And the festival and the things that make it up in this dialogue event, they really go hand in hand beautifully. It sounds like one almost feeds the other, and it's great to hear insight into that from both you and Ivan, and how the dialogue and the festival and its subsequent events, you know, present now and you know, the meaning in a time like this. But Ivan, we'll finish with you here. The August Quarterly Social Justice Dialogue will take place at Wilmington Public Library August 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. What should people do if they're interested in going or finding more information out about it?
Thank you for asking. More information is at our website, www.dehistory.org, but also at the augustquarterly.org website, as well as the Wilmington Public Library website. In all spaces, the event is advertised. As of this moment, it is sold out. We are doing some work to try to add some capacity and may be able to release a flood of seats. But to be honest, we're excited about the response so far. We will also have top-notch recording of the event that will allow us to share it. We won't live stream it, but will allow us to share it over multiple platforms in the weeks and months to follow. So folks can get a glimpse of this event, participate possibly in person, but more importantly, get the record of it and bear witness after the fact through all of our institutions' websites and media portals. I'll just add, I want to go back. I should have introduced, and I'm not joking, I should have introduced Reverend Dr. Ronald Whitaker. In addition, again, to being the leader of Mother African Church, he himself is a thought leader. So it's great to partner in service as the Historical Society to highlight uniquely Delaware history that precedes all other histories in the incorporation of this Black church. And therefore, you know, the foundation pouring for this faith community that endures today. We hope through these types of partnerships to highlight history, to activate information, and try to agitate, you know, our collective problem-solving intellect as we look at the present and future. We want to embolden our better angels that heal and grow community, just as Mother African and multiple other related institutions have throughout Delaware and regional history. But we also want to create sustainable community through fellowship and collective critical thinking. And that's part of the annual tradition and the nearly unbroken chain of the August quarterly gathering and this type of public discourse. So again, thank you for a chance to talk about it. We're grateful to be in a position as a historical society to serve community needs in this way, and we hope to see everyone there.
Thanks to Delaware Historical Society Executive Director Ivan Henderson, Reverend Ronald Whitaker of the historic Mother African Union Church, and our Kyle McKinnon for showing us why history matters this week.